Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Qualls. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Qualls settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Qualls settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a fly ball into center field. Qualls settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garrett moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Qualls for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Shamsky hits a fly ball into center field. Qualls settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Garrett moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-0 in the game. Seaver strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls is 0-for-1 in the game. Qualls hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell is called out on strikes. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Qualls settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0-for-1 in the game. Hans hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger bunts towards third. Garrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing left field. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Martin reaches second base with a double. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Qual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Boswell covering, double play. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 3 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boswell is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 3 in the game. Shamsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls is 0 for 2 in the game. Qualls hits a line drive towards first. Cranepool reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 2 in the game. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing right field. Billy Williams now playing left field. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson pinch runs for J.C. Martin. Don Clendenin pinch hits for Al Weiss. Phil Regan now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.